You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again. It's episode 198 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Proudly members of the Believe Podcast Network. It's Kyle. It's Nate. And we're going to wrap this week up, hit a little Friday electricity. Awesome show. Have some fun and get ready for the weekend. And if you're ready for the weekend, there's going to be sports to bet on. There's going to be golf. There's going to be baseball, all kind of stuff. You need to head over to Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the entire universe. Sign up today. Get a 50% welcome bonus. Use coupon code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V. You can live bet literally any sport out there. They got a casino, tons of games. You can play blackjack until you just lose all your money or win all your money. I mean, whatever. You can do all the different casino games they have. Bet Online, it's where the game starts. How you feeling, buddy?
Dude, absolutely beat. Heart full, toes sore. Wonderful.
How'd those FJ premieres, how'd they treat you today?
It did pretty good. I mean, I think any shoe I was going to wear was going to end up with a sore foot after probably, about 3.5 miles?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'd take them out again, 18 holes walking tomorrow.
Yep.
Actually,
yep.
I couldn't do that physically, but.
I'm pretty beat, too. Nate and I had sort of a bucket list day today. We're going to dive into that first. We'll talk to other golf later, but talk about the most important golf that was played today. Nate and I checked the bucket list and got to go play East Lake Golf Club. It was fantastic. It was absolutely fantastic. From the time you pull into the gate, you got the massive museum of a clubhouse, every hole, walking it. And we talked about this. Walking, I think it's the caddy thing that makes it takes it over the top, because – when you just regularly walk, you're pushing your bag or you're carrying your clubs. You don't get the time to mingle because you're struggling through it. You know what I mean? When the caddy's got your clubs, it's like maximum friendship. We talked about that. Like, you absorb 100% friendship when you walk a golf course with caddies carrying your bags. You're just frolicking down the fairways. It's just hard to beat it.
You don't ever look for your ball, because a lot of times they're ahead of you. And so, like, they've got it. Like, you're not walking around looking for it, you know, on the cart. Like, you just walk up, your bag's already there. You've already got a distance. There is – it just feels pure. And, you know, there's not every golf course has it, but, you know, East Lake's got the path mowed straight down from the tee box. I mean, dude, you just – there's nothing better than, hey, taking the driver, swinging around in a circle, walking down that path with your butt on the right, with your butt on the left – shooting the shit with the caddy behind you, talking a little crap, you know, smoking a little cigar or whatever it may be, a little doobie.
Yeah, I don't think that none of that happened.
It didn't happen.
But it was
not that I smelled.
It'd have been cool if it did.
No. Yeah.
No, we took the old Thursday 2-2 to Hotlanta. Got out there with a fun foursome. Had a blast. Played some good golf at times. Nate bookended. He had a birdie on one and a birdie on 18. You probably saw the birdie on 18 on social. I did not have a birdie, but I had a pile of pars, which is my game.
From everywhere.
I just make a bunch of pars. I'm trying to think of like where we can even start.
So
go ahead.
I guess you get your own locker. Let's start with the locker room for just a second.
Yeah.
Get your own locker. And there's all these it's very corporate in there. So you got lockers for FedEx, Chick-fil-A, Coca-Cola, Bank of America. I mean, I can't think of all these companies, but any company that you've seen, Fortune 500, has got a locker in that locker room.
Right.
And they've also got all the players' names spaced out. So I guess it's the guy who played in the 2021. There's only 30 of them, you know, so they're spaced out. So you see Abraham Answer's name. You see Jordan Spieth's name, Patrick Cantlay, Justin Thomas. I mean, these guys' names are on the locker.
Right.
And then you go around the hall past the dude who will shine your shoes and the attendant who's checking the weather constantly, right? He's just ripping weather reports. You go down the hall and there's the champion's locker, and it's a little smaller, a little more intimate.
It takes your breath away in there.
And you got Tiger. You got Phil, you know, pre-disgraced Phil. You got Camilla Vijayakis, Vijay Singh.
We can confirm. We can confirm they have not taken down any of the Live Tour guys stuff off the lockers yet. So they're still honoring it. For
still
now.
Got Champions lockers in there.
But it's in the and it's Champions, and then they got like in the Champions locker room, they got like this little nook off of it that's got like a little bar and stuff like that. That we just picture like. Just imagine, like, if you're the tour championships, 30 dudes, just the best of the best, just walking these halls, probably smoking cigars, laughing at Rory for shanking in the water on 18. Like, just all kind of, I mean, it's just what a life that has to be, or what an experience that has to be able to play in the tour championship. It's just, it's really, really cool.
It quite frankly feels like a scene out of Gone with the Wind. That's the vibe that you get when you're in there. Just,
it's like old, going back in time.
Yeah, old Southern decorations with, you know, but with a flat screen every once in a while.
Yeah.
We
go ahead.
I was going to keep going to the next part, but if you got something.
No, like another cool thing, like, and this is just like the emphasis on the going back in time, just off the both locker rooms, there's like this little closet. And we're like, what was that for? And you look and it's a door with a glass on it. It says telephone. So like, it's like the old school telephone booth or whatever telephone room. It's just, man, just history everywhere. History,
you know,
everywhere.
Arnold Palmer get in there and shoot a little 67 and then hotline bling in there, you know, call her up, say, hey, baby. Yeah,
exactly.
We get down to the range. Your bags are already set up. There's water in front of the range. You check our Instagram story. You're not supposed to hit balls in there on purpose. And so, like, if you chunk a shot on the range, everybody knows it because you hear the
boom.
Yeah. And guys are doing it. You know, it happens.
I'm proud to say that I did not hit one in the water.
I did not hit. You hit you. I
not
think,
my first one, but I did hit one in there.
Our buddy did hit his first one in, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he
it
did.
It was a quick boop, straight in the water. Yeah.
And we're talking on caddies. One of them's been there for 12 years. He sounded a little bit Irish. And then
he did.
The other
he had some Irish. His name was Kyle.
Yeah, name was Kyle. Yeah, great content. Like he says that when we look at each other, we're both the same time. Like, hey, great content.
Great content. He was. And then he was great.
Reed is going to Coastal Carolina, and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna try and break all of DJ's records on and off the course. I'm
yes.
Like, bro, buddy. Yes. Whoa, there's some of those records that you do not want a part of, there, big guy.
Not right now, at least. I mean, we got to get our career under our belt before we start. You know. Knocking Reed. Off the nose beer.
Reed was a little, Reed was a little chippy. Reed wasn't afraid to make some edgy comments.
I liked it.
Towards
liked
guys it. Who were, you know, about to pay him at the end of this.
I liked it. I liked it a lot. One of the funniest things with Reed happened somewhere on the course. We were talking about, we were following each other on Instagram and stuff. And I was like, oh, Auburn Men's Golf follows you. He's like, yeah. He said, he's like, they were recruiting me when I was younger. And then, you know, I struggled the later part of my year. I did some dumb stuff. I don't know. Basically, and Nate goes, so, in other words, you started drinking beer and you felt the warm touch of a lady.
And then you started shooting 80 in tournaments.
Started and he's shooting like, 80 in tournaments. And he's like,
yeah, basically.
He's like, well, it's not far off. No, just that kind of stuff, man. Hopefully we can get Reed on the show. Kyle, too. Kyle's going over to – he's going –
To Ireland for they're about to shut down for a little summer maintenance because that's how you know you're in like a primo club. They just do like a little 11-day shutdown for maintenance. Hey, and I'll tell you what Kyle said, bud, a lot. I mean, like, I think that's your line right there, bud. Like, yeah. he was ripping the buds.
I was firing buds off left and right. It's hard to believe that they have to shut that place down for 11 days.
I mean, it was
primo. The bleachers were going up, which is really cool. So you kind of got a little bit of experience.
Nine was probably the best because they had the grandstands on the right and the grandstands on the left. And a lot of them were, you know, for the most part, they were up. Our buddy flew one into that on nine. Probably the biggest bleacher moment we had for the most part.
18's got some good bleachers going on.
Yeah, I've got it. I got pretty close to those on 18. That was probably the worst part of the day for me. You wait on 18 because 18's one of the more memorable holes, and I just absolutely gagged. I just threw up everywhere.
Yep.
But it was
ended up about 40 yards in front of the tee box to the left.
Yeah, right behind the grandstand.
Right behind the grandstand.
Hit a great recovery shot. Had a chance. I mean, I would have to get it close and then get up and down for par. And then they just got bunkers everywhere. One thing I think is cool to see is like the stuff that you see on TV and then be able to place it there. Like there was a tour championship where Phil on 18 somehow, I mean, now that I see it, he had to have like rope hooked one because he hit it over on the other side of that. It's the halfway house, the little halfway house. Yeah. He hit on the other side, which is the driving range, and has to hit it over the halfway house. And like, it's cool to see stuff like that because you're looking at it like, man, how the heck did he get that far? Mm. How the heck did he get that far over there?
The rough is punishing. Unlike pretty much any rough that we play throughout the year. It's you think even when it's sitting up, you think that, you know, you're gonna catch a flyer, but it's so dense that unless you strike it so pure, you know, you just chunk everything. You just feel like you chunk everything.
Yeah. It was and I didn't find a lot of fairways today. I was scrambling, and if you're just barely off the fairway, you're in some pretty, I mean, like you said, we just don't play in that kind of stuff. I mean, that's legit. Like, they're getting it ready for the tour championship. Like, they're priming it for the tour championship, getting it full, getting it green. Yeah, it was definitely tough.
Greens were a little bit slower than I would have imagined. They said they were rolling about a 10 or 11, which, I mean, they weren't slow by any means, but as pure as they looked faster than they were. But
they were so smooth.
These guys, like, I'm telling you, Reed's giving me reads that are like, I'm thinking left edge, and he tells me two balls to the right. I follow his advice because he's the caddy and I'm not, and I'm just pouring these things in.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, props to them, you know.
Oh, yeah. He told you to read one time. He said, hey, you put it right here, you make it 10 out of 10 times.
And then he walks off and looks at Kyle, and he's like, I'm not that good at math.
I was like, well, that's 100% there. That's 100%. Yeah, that means you never miss.
And then they gave me another read. They said 7 out of 10. And you know what? I made that bitch. So
I said that. I was being fun.
I made it.
No, you putted good. You putted good today. I had to putt pretty decent because I was scrambling, just scrambling.
Not a ridiculously tough layout. I would say maybe it's relatively narrow. Not a lot of width on the fairways. A lot of greens that are well protected, like not a lot of easy chips. But I mean, overall, it's just a classic golf course. You hit good shots, you get rewarded. You hit bad shots, you get yourself out of position. Play with this. Hey, I just thought about this, Kyle. Play with the same ball from 1 to 18.
That's impressive.
You know,
that's impressive. It's landlocked. So yeah, like Nate said, you may not lose a ball, but the hole you're on is pretty tight, and it's not like you can spray at places and then you're still going to have shots at the green. There's very mature trees everywhere. So you're kicking back in the fairway. You're playing way down the fairway. Like, we were coming up, coming up number 10, or we're playing 10, and 18 runs parallel with 10. And a guy had pulled his drive on 18 left. So the caddy told him to play all the way up. Ten fairway.
Yeah, back towards the 10 tee box to try and have the best angle in the.
Yeah, he was hitting it back. So like, that's the kind of, it's just one of those type courses, which I actually do enjoy playing those because, like you said, there shouldn't be a whole lot of big numbers, which I still found ways to make some big numbers. But anything else that we're leaving out? Anything funny that happened? That I mean, you had to get a turn dog. You ripped one with jalapenos.
Oh, and they had the chopped up jalapenos and onions turn dog, hot bun. The wiener went just a little bit longer than the bun. And then, look, I'm telling you, folks, it's the first tee shot after you wolf down a wiener. Not easy.
It's,
you know,
not. It's not
a lot of pressure. And what did I say? Trying to remember what I said. I piped one on 10, and I had a good little phrase that I'd kind of thought up in my backswing.
You said post wiener pipe job or something.
Yeah, post wiener pipe.
A bow-swinger pipe job, yeah.
And the cat, and at that point, the caddy just kind of shook his head. Just like, good gracious.
Good gracious.
Shut the hell up.
Yep, yep. I don't remember ever having a bad, like, yardage, a bad – I mean, these dudes were good. They were really good.
And on the – there was two different times that me and Kyle – we had me and Kyle had the same caddy. He was double bagging. And there was two different times, and they didn't do this every time, but the angles worked out, they would go a good ways ahead. And it's a break for them, you know. They get to hang out, kind of wait for you, get to under a tree. And both times, at least we two totally of the times, screwed them. I cold-topped one on 12, and Kyle hit one 42 yards on 18. And both situations, our guy is
300 yards down
in the landing zone, 250 yards down the fairway. Has to basically sprint a three wood back to us because we suck.
Yeah.
And yeah,
I felt that's the worst I felt. For the most part, we were going along pretty well, but those two times, man.
But I don't think we were tough bags. I will say a good bit of the time, me and Kyle actually played good cart golf, as you would call it.
Oh, yeah. We were right
a lot of tee shots close together. Yeah. We didn't spread our guy out a whole lot.
That's true. That's true. I would say, yeah, I would say we were fair. We had one hole that it was 14, which is a par five, which should not have been that hard. We had one hole where we struggled. There was dudes left in the trees that couldn't get back out into the fairway. I hit my drive right in the middle. Then I blew my three wood out of bounds right, had to hit it again, topped it. So that was probably the worst hole that we had, other than the two situations where they tried to save their legs a little bit and we screwed them. We just screwed them so bad, but,
we didn't screw their wallets afterwards. So I don't feel
no, we made it. We made it worth it for them. That's a pretty good little gig. I mean,
I did that. I did caddied for a weekend at Shoal Creek and went to Europe on, made like $800 in 3 days.
That's incredible.
It's miserable, though. I mean, it truly is miserable.
Oh, it's tough. It's a tough. That when we were in the clubhouse and we were watching the caddies go by, there was a rough looking dude that had your bag. I mean, like think like trucker, truck stop, skinny, possibly like on Breaking Bad, possibly maybe meth. I don't know.
Yes,
rough all looking dude. Rough. And Nate's like, oh, yes, I got the guy with stories. My guy's going to have stories.
I was pumped. He didn't turn out to be my guy, but I was like, man, me and this dude are going to be talking about, you know, him being, you know, on the side of the road just looking for help. And the caddy master pulls up and scooped him up and brought him here. And he's been here for the last 27 years. Lives in the barn, you know, still homeless. Lives in the caddy shack.
No doubt. No doubt. He did have that look to him, but. Raided the pro shop. I got me a pretty sweet putter head cover, nice polo. Oh, yeah. Really cool ball mark. They have a I didn't catch the story about it, but East Lake has like their regular script logo, and then they have a Shamrock. I gotta look into that a little bit more. A Shamrock is their like secondary logo, and there's Shamrocks everywhere. So just all in all, man, if you ever get a chance to go, definitely do it. You just feel you kind of feel the history throughout the whole round. It was definitely spectacular. Anything else to add to that? We'll wait for Ben to get back.
I'm too warm, too worn out to say much else. It's just a panties golf course. It truly is.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I would play it. That's a golf course you could play every day. If that's the only golf course you could play for the rest of your life, every single day.
Yeah.
You could die happy. Like
Thing was, is we're trying to figure out Kyle, the very professional 12-year caddy. He's like, hey, do you guys have an idea of what tees you like to play? And we had already scattered out these tees that were supposed to be roughly 6,500 yards. And he's like, well, you can play those, the blue tees. There, it says 65 on the card, plays like 68. He's like, or you can play the green tees, and it says, it says 6,000 yards on the card, but it plays like 6,300.
I think it was farther than that. You're talking about the combos.
Yeah. No. He said you get the blue or the green. He's like, or we've got this combo set of tees. And then basically they have it just laid out to where you play roughly half blue and half green, and they just tell you. And he's like, it's 6,500 yards basically on the dot. And I said, sign us up for the old combos.
Let's rip
the combos.
Yeah, every time they're like, okay, we're going to play these next two from the greens, Nate was very happy inside.
Yeah, and everybody else was too.
Yeah.
We would have had a great day from the green tees only, but it's fine. We played the combos. I'm like, hey, what tees you guys play today? And it's a legitimate thing. When you plug in your score on the Gen app, they got the combos on
it. They do. It was that's a good test, even playing some of them from the greens. And because that blue, man, if you played all the blue, like there's a couple of them, like the par fours would be like 430 yards. And that's all that we can handle. That's about all we can handle.
Yeah. We got some, there was at least one or two 40 yard swings from where we were.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So anyway, really enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it. Let me tell you something else we really enjoy, and that is blue tees range finders. We had our caddy was piping ours up today. BlueTeesGolf.com. Check them out. They've got the Series 3 Max range finder. It's got everything you want that the Bushnells, the $500-$600 range finders have, and you get it for way less, almost half as much. And you get to take another 10% off. Use coupon code DADBOD and take another 10% off. All the features, you got the magnet, you got the infrared lock on, the buzz lock on, the toggle on and off slope, scan mode. You literally got everything. So check them out, BlueTees.com. They're having a 4th of July sale this weekend too. So be sure to go on there, save some money, get the bundle, all that good stuff. So BlueTees, where rangefinders
start.
Two tournaments this weekend. So we have the world-renowned John Deere Classic, and then we have the Live Golf number 2 tournament in Pumpkin Ridge. I don't know what they call it. They don't really have names yet. It's just it's in Portland, Oregon, at Pumpkin Ridge. Cool looking course. They both fired down today, and Live, I feel like the leaderboard is just a billion times. No disrespect to the guys that are there at the John Deere, but I mean, your leaderboard, you got Carlos Ortiz number 1, which he's the brand new addition. Dustin Johnson, Pat Perez, Brooks Koepka, like all these guys in the right there at the top of the leaderboard. So a lot of fun. As far as the John Deere Classic goes, probably the most exciting thing I'm looking at is Boo Weekly's back in the John Deere Classic. Like, he got an exemption to play in the John Deere Classic, which is that just not perfect?
Probably got a few at the house.
I saw him when he announced that he had like a Busch Light John Deere edition, Busch Light. That's how he announced that he's playing in it. And he played a good first round. First round, he shot 1 over, which I just think that's spectacular. He's right off of a hip replacement, shoots 1 over. It's just unbelievable. Looking forward, hoping he makes the cut. He's probably gonna have to shoot 2 or 3 under tomorrow to make the cut, but I mean, holy cow, he's back. Boo's back.
Yes, he's back.
Back again. Boo is back. So we'll be pulling for him. As far as the rest of the leaderboard goes, bunch of young guys that we don't quite – I mean, getting their experience, getting their feet wet. So anyway, we're going to make this a little short show. We wanted to come in. We want to share our experience at East Lake. Not a ton of exciting golf news for this weekend, but we'll see what happens over the weekend. We will get Ben back in here and cut up and have some fun making fun of us for not being able to break 80 at East Lake. But it'll be fun. So y'all have a good weekend. Play some golf, and we will see y'all on Monday. It's the Dad Bod Golf Pod. We're always broken.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always stroking.